I shall ask you, you were talking tonight about in this inaugural meeting of Coding for Kids. So what's your sort of take on the whole thing, issue of coding for younger people and schools?
Well, having worked in digital education for 10 years now and seen, there are so many reasons why kids should code. One of them is that it's brilliant, it's fun, and you're taking some knowledge and you're using it to instantly, not instantly, but pretty instantly create things that are relevant. And they can be things as simple as, I was just looking at an app that a kid made, which is just a Justin Bieber's voice playing out various silly messages. That's a very simple app, to creating an entire website. Or I've just heard about some Bengali girls who created a Bengali English translator to help their teachers speak to their parents at a parents' evening. No, that's a fantastic thing for kids to be making. And it gives them, what kids lack, I think, every day is power, and it's what they crave. Coding gives them a safe arena to be powerful, to make things that are relevant and useful. And of course, not all kids are going to be interested in coding or want to do it, but what we're not doing at the moment is giving them the opportunity. And I think it's one of those subject areas that's vastly important because there's a dearth of skilled professionals in the workforce. This is something that kids can make money from later. So not only is it interesting, useful, relevant, creative, it has the potential to earn them a decent living in the future.
Yeah, I often think it sort of gets a bad name. I often tell people just to substitute the word coding, substitute the word coding with knitting, and then you get a different cultural viewpoint on it.
Well, I do both coding and knitting, and strangely enough, I find them kind of similar.
That's my point, I think. You've got a whole culture of knitting, which has very similar ways about it, but people don't say, oh, that's that person's a knitter.
I don't know why it has this... Well, actually, I do know why it has this reputation. A lot of coders do live up to the stereotype.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because you made some sort of comments about girls and coding and stuff like that, and it's quite interesting, because I think that there needs to be a social inflection, what I call a social inflection around learning hardcore coding like that, because I don't think everyone's got the mindset to just go in there and get wrapped up in the intrinsic beauty of the code. I think they need to be led in sometimes by contextual handles or hooks.
Absolutely. In that respect, it's like nuclear physics or, I don't know, complex algorithms. There's an element of coding that needs those skills, but not everyone who codes needs to be a genius at these things, and not all coding requires extremely genius-like skills either. You can do very simple coding that's very satisfying, and it is also relevant. So there's a continuum there. It's not just the geek in the cupboard doing genius work.
And I also think that a lot of people can lend social brokering to events like this, maybe, when you have something like a Hackfest or a Hack Day, where those people who've got allied skills, who may be in the arts, and there's this distinction of twin cultures, where you might not get, you know, today I put out a Twitter about that's been showing all the antecedents for The Matrix in different films all the way down the road. And I said to someone, well, that's T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland. That's exactly that. It's a reaggregation of all those historical things. And he said, yeah, but the difference is that coders actually do it for themselves. I said, actually, artists do too. And I think this twin cultural thing needs to sort of go. It's a bit of... What people can give to each other in a Hackfest or a social context, I think, could be that much richer.
Yes, and I think that has historically been a problem, and people are becoming aware of the need for not just coders, but for everyone to be a more rounded individual, and that's what events like this are for, that in a way we need to stop siloing people into science, arts, which... I think is actually a slight fault of the English education system and the A-level system that encourages you to specialise very, very early. It's not the same in Scotland. You can carry on studying a wide range of subjects, and even to university level, and become a more well-rounded individual. I had that opportunity, and I'm sure that's why I now bridge all these different sectors in my work. So I don't know. We're back to the curriculum again and changing the curriculum.
I think it's wider. I think we're back to society and changing society as well, I think. But thank you so much, and possibly talk to you tomorrow night about gaming.
Yes, okay. I look forward to it. Thanks, Leo.
Cheers.